It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B was on Carpool Karaoke last night with James Corden. They performed Bodak Yellow, and it was everything.
These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. At the store, I can get them both. I don't want to choose, and I'm quick. Top that man off, so don't get comfortable. Woo. I don't dance now, I make money moves.
She also talked about getting her songs on the radio and how hard that was for her.
At first, people didn't want to play my music on the damn radio. A lot of these DJs were sleeping on me, you know what I'm saying? Yep. So I had to keep on making music until I find the right one that's going to make them catch their eyes on me. Because, you know, I'm funny.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? So people just be thinking that everything is a joke, and it's like, yeah, but I'm not laughing today. I want you to take this serious. But they wasn't, though. They was fronting on the kid, you heard?
She also drove by a school with James, and then she started, like, yelling advice out the window to the kids.
Oh, gosh.
What's up, children? What's good? Stay in school. Listen to your mom. Oh, you won't be getting no Christmas gift. Get my single. Go tell your mom to buy my new single.
And then in the most shocking part of the whole episode, she talked about how she used to keep a razor blade in her mouth while growing up in a rough neighborhood.
It was just crazy. Like, you always got to be careful. You always got to be on point. You always got to be militant. Like, you just got to be militant, man.
Also handy when an Amazon package arrives.
You know what? You're right.
And Saturday Night Live chief Lorne Michaels is sending Pete Davidson to get help after his troubling Instagram post where he said he doesn't want to be on this earth anymore. Michaels acts sketches with Davidson that were set to air on the show on Saturday because of the post. Sources say he has pledged to help all he can, including sending the comedian to get help. It's believed that Davidson will return to the show in the new year when it's back on the air, and there have been no conversations about him taking time off. Actor Alfonso Ribeiro is suing Epic Games, the creators of video game Fortnite, for stealing his old-school Carlton dance. Alfonso says the game ripped off the dance he did throughout the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air television series. In the game, characters can perform the Fresh emote, and it's a carbon copy of what he claims he came up with on the 90s sitcom. He also claims he's in the middle of copywriting the Carlton dance. He's filing the same lawsuit against the video game NBA 2K. And Sandra Bullock says she pretended to be pregnant when she was a waitress to get better tips before she was famous.
I was a really good waiter. I worked at a place called Canastel's. I was on 19th and Park. But yeah, there was another waiter, but he and I would pretend that we were married and would speak German and that I was pregnant. So we could get better tips. Yeah. Yes. So that worked.
That's pretty genius
that
right there.
That is so smart. Now I'm jealous I didn't know that while I was a waitress.
She's my favorite person. I need her to be in another, like, really big movie soon because I've just been missing her lately. Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity allegedly had a relationship with a 16-year-old girl.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, somebody here on the Joe and Alex Show put their foot in their mouth. I mean, this is embarrassing. We're going to tell you what they said coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.